Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, it's time for Ray Fittipaldo, but we have some items to clean up here. Blood Limits, I meant to tell you, I ordered some NBA on TNT t-shirts because they had their last, I think their last ever broadcast the other night. And at the end, said,
yeah. They're still going. The playoffs are still going, the Eastern Conference Finals.
Not on TNT anymore.
Yeah, the Eastern Conference Finals are on TNT. This is the last year of it.
Okay, it's the last year of it.
Right. So I thought you said that it was their last show.
I thought it was the other night, Limits. That's not the important part of
this.
No,
it's not. I'm sorry. I love the NBA on TNT.
That's why I got you and I both a t-shirt.
Oh, you got
me one. That's the important part. Not anymore. I'm keeping it now. No, I'm getting you a t-shirt. In fact, they're on the way. They advertised it the other night. That's why I thought it was their last in-studio show. And Ernie Johnson said, you can get your t-shirt here. I think it was on Bleacher Report. So I immediately went on Bleacher Report and said, I'm going to order one for me and one for Limits, NBA on TNT.
What a kind man you are.
I think so.
Thank you.
The other thing is, this guy called back who says he saw he cleans, what does he clean?
Hotels? He says he has a cleaning company.
A cleaning company. Yeah. So various things he cleans.
Right.
And he saw Aaron Rodgers this morning at a hotel in the Strip.
Yes, he did not want me to say what hotel it was.
Why?
I think probably just because of his company, and he doesn't want to get in trouble.
You're right about that.
You know, so
he called back.
The benefit of him, but he did call back.
And what did he say? Was he mad that I said his laugh sounded maniacal?
Yeah, he said that he was listening to the whole show to that point, and he wanted to throw in just a little thing about his baseball team that I think he either coached or he played on, I don't know.
Seemed to undermine his Rodgers.
But that's like the first thing that he said. He was like, I'm sorry, I just wanted to make a joke after hearing the Pirates talk.
So he doubled down?
He doubled down, yes.
Okay. What was the other thing on my mind with you? You did something wrong. Well, I forget.
I probably did.
The texter said that there were a lot of hotels in the Strip District.
Yes,
what's the texting reaction to all this?
The texters have chimed in that there are multiple hotels that are down there in the Strip.
Do they believe this guy? What was his name again?
One said, yeah, nobody saw him, just Brett. Okay. Somebody else says there are a couple hotels in the Strip. A cab driver texts in and says that. And the other person that told us that Rodgers was in Texas with Rogan on Wednesday, and now he's here. A lot of texters and commenters on YouTube are saying that this still makes absolutely no sense as to why he would come here.
That's the part where
afterwards.
People were ripping you, yeah.
Well, I just repeated what a texter said.
Well, if you're repeat... Limits.
Oh, stop it.
No.
This is
no more early onset Malzy things.
This is ridiculous if you think that that's the case. Ridiculous.
No. Yeah, well, if you just repeat what a texter said, you're tacitly endorsing what he said.
Just like they say, people have in their Twitter bio, retweets are not endorsements.
Ray, we're in a full blown relapse. He needs help.
This is not me endorsing.
He is early. I'm sure you've heard that our friend Limits is suffering from early onset Malzy disease.
I saw TJ the DJ earlier today too, our DJ, and I told him that I've been diagnosed, and he said, what? And I said, early onset Malzy disease.
It's the fear of people thinking you don't know everything, And Limits has shown, he's relapsed here and there, but we've shown him compassion. Let's play for Ray, Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Watch him on YouTube right now. Let's play for him the call we just got. What was this gentleman's name? What? What are you telling me? What are you doing?
I'm telling you that I don't have it at the moment.
I asked you during the break if we could play for Ray, the little piece of
yes,
Ray.
Yes, and we went back and talked to Craig, and then the guy called back.
I didn't... You
I
didn't
was
talk.
To
when
him
did
on
we
the phone?
Talk to Craig? I didn't.
We went back there during the intermission
no, we didn't.
And talked to Craig.
Oh my
yes,
God.
We did.
Ray, this man needs
Craig
help.
Can come
he
back
needs...
here and say that because yes,
get the medication.
We 1,000% went back and talked to Craig.
Can you find the call so we can play
yes,
it for Ray?
Give me 30 seconds.
I'm sorry, Ray, about all this.
So he's in the strip. Is he driving a Chevy Malibu?
I don't know.
He got into an SUV, according
Listen,
to the caller.
Ray, we got a call. We got a call that this man, who sounded believable, he really did, said that he has a cleaning service, and he'll swear that he saw Aaron Rodgers this morning coming out of a hotel, and then he went back to the hotel, the cleaning guy did, and the people at this unnamed hotel verified for him that Aaron Rodgers is there. I hate peddling this. I really do, but I can't help it that the guy called. And then I said, well, at the end of his call, he delved into a kid's baseball story and then laughed maniacally, which seemed to undermine everything he said. So I said, if you call back and double down, I'll believe it. And with a little bit of a delay, he did call back to City Limits.
Yes, and this is what he originally said.
All right, so Joe, here's the deal. I'm not a flaky guy, and I don't know what this means. I'm not going to say he's signing today and announcing it today or in 2 months, but in the Strip District this morning at 6:15, I saw Aaron Rodgers coming out of a hotel, and it's confirmed by one of the hotel employees. So I just thought I'd throw that little nugget to you.
Ray, I'm throwing that little nugget to you. I'm passing the nugget like a baton. What do you think?
Joe, he's got to come eventually, right? An OTA start on Tuesday.
Did that man sound believable to you?
Sure he did. I don't know who he is, but sure. I mean, listen, we all know it's going to happen eventually. I think people were pointing towards minicamp because that's the mandatory portion of it. Hey, listen, maybe Aaron's going to do OTAs as well. We all know it was going to happen. Now it's just a matter of when is he going to sign and when's he going to practice?
All right. Limits, I want you to play that one more time for people because what I hear, Ray, and I'm no linguist, I'm no audio linguist, the FBI is not going to hire me to analyze tapes and things like that. I hear a salt of the earth, you know, hardworking. I guess he's an Ohio guy turned Western Pennsylvania guy who runs a cleaning service. There's nothing here for him. There's no skin in the game. This wasn't Tony calling in to bust my chops. Yeah, that if Tony had called with that, Ray, there's no way it's happening. Tate, what's this man's name? Brett?
Brett.
This is Brett, the cleaning guy. Ray, let's hear it.
All right, so Joe, here's the deal. I'm not a flaky guy, and I don't know what this means. I'm not going to say he's signing today and announcing it today or in 2 months, but in the Strip District this morning at 6:15, I saw Aaron Rodgers coming out of a hotel, and it's confirmed by one of the hotel employees. So I just thought I'd throw that little nugget to you.
There's something about the way he finished there. But, all right, give me a yes or no. All three of us, do we believe Brett the cleaning guy? Limits, you go first.
I have my doubts.
It's a yes or no question.
I have my doubts.
Give it yes or no.
My gut is telling me no.
Ray? Yes or no?
I mean, I guess. I don't know what to think of that guy.
Give me
I
a yes know. Or no, Ray, based on what you heard.
I'll go no. Who knows?
I'm going to go yes, Limits.
Oh.
Yeah. I think he saw Aaron Rodgers coming out of a hotel this morning and verified it and then called the show back. I also, part of me thinks this was his 15 seconds of fame just to be on to say that. So
right.
Believe me, it's a very,
he also told
a very
me
unsure
other information
yes.
too that he had.
What?
He also told me other information.
What?
No, I'm not going to divulge what he said. I'll tell you off air. I don't think it's appropriate to say on air.
This is getting a little weirder, Ray. No?
A little bit, huh?
I think, Ray, all right, then let's get to the nuts and bolts of this. When is this dude coming here? To you, is it still a foregone conclusion that he'll be here, let's say, by by mandatory minicamp, which is what, in a couple weeks?
Yes. Yeah, he's going to be the quarterback, Joe. The Steelers wouldn't have put themselves in this position unless they had a pretty firm idea it was going to happen. Listen, I don't know if he's going to be there Tuesday, but yes, he will be under center for the first day of training camp. I'm almost certain of that.
All right, so let's get to your story then. PostGazette.com for this. 5 storylines to follow during Steelers, OTAs, and minicamp. Poor Mason. And I thought you underscored just the surreal nature of this whole thing that I'm not sure a lot of people have captured. It feels to me, it feels to me like the general vibe is, yeah, of course Mason is back. What's so unusual about that? Oh, I don't know, just that he was here for 11 years practically and Mike Tomlin played a duck over him and then signed 2 guys over him. And people think that Mason was mistreated here. Maybe Mason thinks that too. I think it's borderline unbelievable that he's back here, Ray.
Yeah, I made the comparison. I think Mike Tomlin is Charlie Brown, or excuse me, Mason Rudolph is Charlie Brown, and Mike Tomlin's going to play the role of Lucy and pull that ball out from under him once again. I mean, it was 2019. I mean, that guy was a third-round pick in line to be a starter, and they played an undrafted rookie tryout free agent in front of him.
A duck hunter. He was a duck hunter, Ray.
And they forgot about him for a few years. He was a number 3. And then he finally gets his chance, right? I mean, he's an afterthought behind Trubisky and Pickett. Finally gets his chance at the end of that season. Wins 3 games. Plays, I'd say he played above average in that playoff game against the Bills. And then they were like, okay, we're going to sign Russell Wilson and we're going to trade for Justin Fields. So it's, listen, he might be QB1 for another week or two, but he's not going to be QB1 for long.
If the Mason Rudolph story goes like it mostly has for his entire time here, he'll be 4th string behind Rodgers, Will Howard, and Skylar Thompson. Seriously, he'll wind up being 4th string.
Could be 3rd string. I don't know. I don't know the Skylar Thompson is going to make the team. I think if Aaron Rodgers signs, it's going to be interesting if they try to get Will Howard's reps to see if he could be the 2 at some point, or if they just let him redshirt this entire season and let Mason be the guy. They've never let Mason even be a number 2. So,
right.
I think, you know, all options are on the table there.
I'm kidding about Skyler, but I'm going to ask you about Will Howard, but hold on for a second. Limits has that twinkle in his eye again. Who just called?
Well, so we had another caller that just called in and said that he does not believe that that would be true because the Steelers always put people that might sign or the rookies in a different hotel.
Yeah, none of them are Aaron Rodgers. He'll go wherever he wants.
He told me a different location as to where the Steelers are.
You think he came here if he did
people
on his own dime, Ray?
Well, the Steelers put guys up at that hotel at the end of the street. I forget what it is, but and I think they put them up at different places. I don't know. I mean, the Strip is a little bit of an odd location, but I guess anything's possible. I don't know.
That's what Kevin Garnett said. How about Will Howard? Is too much being made of this guy? Does he have a legit chance to play this season if things go south with Rodgers, if Rodgers gets here?
I don't think so. I do think he's an intriguing prospect. I like the fact that he's 6'4". I love his background and how he's had to overcome adversity at every stop he's made, both in high school and in college. I mean, this guy was a 3-star recruit. He's had to earn everything he's gotten over the last 5-6 years. So I like his makeup. I like his size. He can run a little bit. But listen, Joe, he's a 6th-round pick for a reason. The NFL obviously didn't think he was worthy of a day 1 or a day 2 pick. So to me, I want to see him in camp. I think it's going to be a great storyline. I want to see him in the preseason games. I think everyone is looking forward to seeing what he's got, but I don't know that he's got the chops to be a starter or even a backup as a rookie.
Ray Fittipaldo, I should say, brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net and raise on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Chedrick joins us at noon for a quiz show and all kinds of frolicking. We have big things planned in the noon hour, do we not, Limits?
We do. Your loved, beloved quiz show, and we have the breakdown coming up after.
Yeah. Fan text line, you can communicate with Limits, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, you write about T.J. Watt. You write about how, and I quote you here, Ray, the sooner the Steelers get the deal done, the better, but it's a complicated negotiation because the Browns overpaid Myles Garrett. Tell us more about that.
Well, not only did the Browns overpay for him, I think Max Crosby signed for a little over $35 million in, you know, I want to say second week of March, and then this happens a few days later, you know, $40 million a year. But the really complicated nature of this is Micah Parsons of the Cowboys and Aiden Hutchinson of the Lions also have to do deals this offseason. So it's almost like the Steelers, the Cowboys, and the Lions are all staring each other down, wanting to know who's going to go first. If I'm the Steelers, I want to go first. You might be a little bit leery of paying TJ at age 31, $40 million a year. But if you want him on your team long term, you know you're going to have to either meet that number or go a little bit past it. So I'm not sure what the holdup is. Maybe they are waiting for the Lions and the Cowboys to do their business first. But I just think but the Browns overpaying by $5 million just complicated this for the Steelers.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
and every other team with an edge this offseason.
So are we going to get a hold in?
Yeah, he held in the last time, Joe, and honestly, the Steelers were fine with it. You know, the number one thing they want is for T.J. Watt to be healthy, and if there's one guy on this earth that they trust who's going to be in shape, if he does hold in, it's T.J. Watt. That guy is going to be in shape no matter what. So the hold in isn't the issue. To me, the issue is what's the guaranteed money? What do you have to pay him? What's the term going to be? How do you structure it? And luckily for the Steelers, they're not paying a franchise quarterback right now, so it shouldn't be too much of an issue to hash all that stuff out.
Who's your friend who works at Bravo over at the Galleria again, Ray? TJ?
TJ.
TJ.
Yeah,
I forgot his name momentarily. We went in to eat there. I think it was on Mother's Day. What a nice man he is. Is everybody from your class as nice as you? Was it just a class of nice people? It's unbelievable.
Keystone Oaks, what a great bunch of guys and gals.
Yeah? Have you had reunions with these people?
I have not attended a reunion, but yeah, I see guys. I see TJ around the ball fields. I think he's got a couple of boys who are around the same age, and we see each other at no off season and places like that.
Ray, what do you think of Harry Callis losing by 2 votes in the Green Tree municipal voting?
Did you hear about this, Ray? Well, what was he running for, Limits?
Green Tree Council.
Green Tree Council. He lost by 2 votes. My wife and I didn't vote. And we live on Harry's street. We literally live on his street in Green Tree. If we vote, then Harry goes to penalty kicks. We kept him out of office.
What happens if there was a tie?
Limits?
They would have... This is crazy.
Would have been a runoff, right?
So
listen to this.
I guess according to Callis, that it's not a Green Tree thing, it's a county thing, where the representatives that were tied would go somewhere and they would pick numbered balls out of a bag, and whoever had the highest number would then win and move on.
Harry Callis needed balls in that situation, Ray. I don't know if he was going to get them.
That would have been great content for your YouTube page.
I think it already is.
Put them out there on Point Park Field, right there behind the station.
Should my wife and I have voted for Harry? I forgot about the election.
If I was Harry, I'd never talk to you again.
I think I agree with that.
Harry seemed to take it well when I talked to him today.
Really?
And now I'm starting to realize why Harry was obsessively texting me the night of the election.
Mm.
It still didn't register.
What did he say to you? Joe, make sure you get out there and vote.
Good question, Limits. So I'm going to look that up right now.
If Harry did text you that, then you did not forget. You just were busy and weren't able to get down there. Or you blew Harry off.
Did you offset your no vote?
I don't know.
At least putting one of his signs in your yard?
I don't know.
Not a chance.
I don't know if I'm allowed to repeat what Harry texted me. Is there election rules that he may have violated? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sure you can campaign.
Let's just say Harry checked in with me on election night, asked me a question, and my response was, for what? With a question mark. I didn't know that was happening, Ray. And now I realize I may have cost Harry his political career. He could be the next Harry Truman, right?
He could be the next mayor of Pittsburgh one day.
Right, he could be. Anyhow, if you ask me my biggest concerns outside of quarterback, Ray, and I haven't picked an order for this yet, it would be secondary / some age and attrition setting in on the defense, depth at receiver, and then a person. And you wrote about him. And his name begins with Broderick Jones. He's a concern at left tackle, and it sounds like he is for you as well.
Just because he didn't play well last year. You know, he played better as a rookie, and then anytime there's a step back from your rookie season and you're a first-round pick, I think it makes you wonder a little bit. Now, I think the Steelers are banking on that move to the left side is going to be good for him. That's his natural position. But Broderick has to play better. You know, he's got to execute his assignments. He's got to be better with his technique. All that stuff doesn't have anything to do with playing on the right or the left side. That's just basic taking the coaching and, you know, having your nose in the playbook. So, listen, he was young when he was drafted. I don't want to say he was a project, but they knew they had to mold him. I think in year 3, he's got to take that step personally He's got to buy in. He's got to become that player they thought he was going
to
be.
Single biggest story for Ray Fittipaldo when you get access to these guys, again, other than quarterback. Obviously, if Rodgers were to suddenly show up for OTAs. But aside from that, where are you making a beeline for when the players become available to the media? What's the biggest story, Ray?
Yeah, I think it's all related to the quarterback, but there's going to be sidebars. Like, you know, for DK, you know, what's he think now that, that George is gone? We haven't had a chance to talk to him.
Is Watt going to show up? Will Watt show up for any of this?
It's all voluntary. The next 2 weeks are voluntary, and then we'll see what happens for minicamp. But if you remember last year, Joe, Cam Hayward didn't show up for, I want to say, a week, maybe a week and a half, and then he showed up. So, yeah, I think the Watt thing will be a storyline. But to me, it's DK, it's Roman Wilson, it's Calvin Austin. What are these receivers thinking? Big opportunities for these guys, you know, depending on what happens with trades and other free agent signings before training camp begins.
Okay, so I'm thinking again now. Would it not be advantageous for Rodgers to show up for OTAs? Would that not be a good sign that he's taking this very seriously, that he wants to build a rapport? Yeah. How should we think of this with Rodgers not being there? Big deal, small deal, or no deal?
I think it's a deal. I don't want to say it's a big deal, Joe, but I think anytime you're on a new team, you want to get to know those guys, and especially you want to get to know your offensive linemen. You want to develop relationships with them, the receivers, the running backs. I mean, that sometimes that chemistry stuff can be overrated, but I don't think it's overrated when you're a quarterback coming into a new situation. So, listen, ideally he's there on Tuesday. We'll see if the cleaning guy is right. But, eventually you want him to develop a rapport with these guys and, you know, start to get on the same page.
You know who is going to show up for OTAs, Ray? With the Giants.
Who's that?
With the Giants, Mr. Jackson Dart. He's going to have an unbelievable battle against Mr. Unlimited. Do you have me, Pomp, and is it Donnie talking about Mr. Unlimited, Ray? I mean, limits? Let's go back
Steelers
to that.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh, boy. Steeler Nation, let's ride. Which one of those was the
Steelers
best?
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
That was
always
Sean.
Always forget about Sean Myers.
Sean, don't call me Seth Myers. I'll give you another chance, Ray. Donnie first, followed by Pomp, me, and Sean, don't call me Seth Myers. This was upon the signing of Russell Wilson last year. Who had the best one? Here we go.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh, boy. Steeler Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Ray?
Well, I had access to Russ all season. I'm going to say all four of those weren't that good. But if I had to pick one, I would say Joe.
Thank you. And who do you honestly think is going to start in New York? Because there's a lot of rumblings about Jackson Dart right now. But the other line of thinking is that Mr. Unlimited would be a sacrificial lamb because the Giants open with a ridiculous schedule that I'll call up in just a moment here, Ray. Of course, the San Francisco Giants come up first. Would you have guessed that, Limits, if I put Giants in Google, that San Fran would come up above New York? I'm surprised by that.
Because they're playing right now.
At Commanders, at Cowboys, Chiefs, Chargers. Those are your first four games, Ray. I think they might throw Mr. Unlimited in there, have him just get his head knocked off, and then come back with Jackson Dart for New Orleans.
Yeah, listen, they're not paying Russ a lot of money either, so it's not like they're going to have to feel like they have to play the guy. I think that would be smart. I think anytime you can get a rookie to maybe step into a situation that is a little bit easier for him, not have that pressure right off the bat, I think that would be smart. I don't think the Giants are going to be a great team anyway, but I do think eventually if Jackson Dart is your guy, you're probably going to want to get him in there at some point this season, you know, much in the same way the Steelers did with Kenny Pickett, probably just a matter of timing, though.
Why do you hate Jackson Dart so much, Ray?
I don't hate him. I think he's got a chance to be a good quarterback, but I was not one of those guys who was like pounding the table like you, Joe, to pick him in the first round.
You and me, Ray.
I felt the late shot coming in there from Ray. Did you, Limits?
No. I think Ray is always respectful. Well, and
I'll say this.
Words.
I'll say this much. We're going to be certainly judging the progress of Dart because they had a chance to pick him. Shedeur Sanders, Kenny Pickett. Yep. We're going to be looking at some of these guys around the league. Tyler Shuck, people like that. Should the Steelers have taken him, or how do guys do outside of Pittsburgh? It's going to be pretty fascinating, right? It certainly seems, oh my God, it's 11:40. I'm sorry, Ray, we have to go.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye, Ray.
See you, buddy. Limits. See ya. Why can't you warn me in my ear? I'm busy.
You can't see the clock?
No.
You're looking at your computer, too.
Just a little thing that said, let's go or something?
Yeah. I probably should have.
I'm sorry.
Maybe I give you too much leniency.
It's horrible that I would blame you. That's on me. But
yeah,
I wish you'd give me a warning.
I probably should have. Usually I give you the huge finger wagging,
right.
Let's go signal.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Holy ostrich milk here, Limits. Look at this. Mike Jones from The Athletic. I think he's really good covering the NFL. How much does every NFL owner want to win? A team-by-team breakdown of their efforts. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
A limitless wonder?
Curious how they judge this.
Well, he says, laying the foundation, and every owner, he says, professes a desire to build a winning franchise, but not everyone truly cares about winning as much as they would have you believe. And very few understand what it actually takes. writes Mike Jones, if we were to construct a want-to-win meter, which category would team owners be based in based on track record and the moves of this offseason? Willing to do what it takes to win, content to compete, trying to get it right, or stuck in struggle mode? Where do you think he has the Steelers' limits? He starts out with contention mode.
Oh, boy.
He's got five teams whose owners are in contention mode. Are the Steelers in there, yes or no?
I don't think they are.
Did Mike Jones put them in there?
I don't think so, no.
You don't think he did,
no,
huh?
No, I don't.
You're right, he didn't.
You really tried to sway me, though.
Baltimore, Buffalo, Detroit, Kansas City, and Philly.
They're not in the same stratosphere as those teams right now.
Well, he's not saying who's the best teams. He's saying which owners are either most willing, most able, are in it to win it. Okay? The next group is owners, quote, willing to do what it takes to win. Is Art in that category limits? Because about eight teams are.
I'm going to say no.
You're right. He's not in that one either. Green Bay, Chargers, Rams, Dolphins.
What?
Vikings, Niners, Bucks, and Commanders.
Big pop for the Ross family.
Next category, Mike Jones, NFL owners who are, quote, content to compete. Is he in that category limit?
Yes.
Wrong.
Oh.
Arizona, Cincinnati, and New Orleans. Three teams content to compete. The next category, trying to get it right. Is Art Rooney in that category for The Athletic?
Yeah,
wrong.
I think I took the wrong approach to that last topic, hearing the teams that were in it, like the Saints and stuff like that. Yeah, that would not fit the Steelers' mold. I'm going to say no, he's not in this category.
Yes, I already said that. Trying to get it right is Carolina, Chicago, Denver, Houston, the Raiders, Patriots, and Seahawks.
I think the Houston Texans have done a pretty decent job of getting it right.
And I value your opinion. The last category is stuck in struggle mode.
Oh, they're definitely in that category.
Wow. The Falcons, the Browns, the Cowboys, Colts, Jags, Giants, Jets, Titans, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. This man, Mike Jones, who I want you to call immediately after this segment, is the first person I've seen, I think, acknowledge something like this.
What's the name of the category again?
The name of the category is Stuck in Struggle Mode.
Stuck in Struggle Mode.
The name of the story is How Much Does Every NFL Owner Want to Win? A team-by-team breakdown of their efforts. So for the Steelers, and they're sandwiched around the Jets and Titans, he says the Rooney family-owned Steelers are a well-respected organization, and Mike Tomlin commands respect as a leader. But, says Jones, the Steelers have failed to evolve and modernize their methods for running a franchise, and as a result, they remain in search of their first playoff victory since the 2016 season. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Because I think there's mass delusion in the national media. Congrats to this guy, Limits. Get him on the phone, would you please?
I'm going to try to send him a message here on Twitter.
Ben Charrington.
Oh, it won't let me. It says I need to be verified. Thanks, Twitter.
Pomp will pay for you to be verified.
I think you should. No, actually, I don't.
Ben Charrington was asked about this whole topic that has arose this week of the possibility of trading Paul Skeens. As I mentioned earlier, I could ask Ben Charrington, I could say to him, hello, Ben, how are you? And a half hour later, after a PhD dissertation, I still wouldn't know how he was. He's never answered a question in one sentence. Let's hear his answer to this one.
All right, so I was distracted by something that I saw on Twitter. Could you please repeat whatever that was so that I don't fall into early onset Malzahn disease?
Well, now I'm curious what you were distracted by.
Andy Lindbergh has written a story. Do you believe Brett? He tells Joe Starkey and Austin Bechtold he swears he saw Aaron Rodgers walking out of a Strip District hotel this morning. And the picture of Rodgers is his like giving a side eye with his eyes just looking huge, popping out of his head.
It's a picture of Rodgers.
Not
from
down there.
Yeah, stock picture.
A stock picture. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we had Brett call. I'm going to ask Donnie. Donnie's coming in. I don't want to cost Donnie any more time here. So Ben Cherington's answer when asked about the possibility of trading schemes.
Here it is.
No, it's not. It's not at all part of the conversation.
He didn't go on there.
That's it. Nope, nothing else.
The shortest answer of Ben Cherington's career. Do we agree on that?
Yes.
He was asked if the idea of trading scheme ability played again limits.
No, it's not. It's not at all part of the conversation.
Wow.
Short and simple. To the point. Done.
We'll get back to that. Chandler, he really never gave an answer, honestly. He just said, you know, getting AAA hitters out, blah, blah, blah. Who knows? Who knows when Chandler could be here? Maybe it's a financial thing, and maybe it's just that the team stinks, or maybe they do legitimately need to see more. I don't know, but I'd like to see him very shortly.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.